Get up with Gorney and Ash Bollard. On the radio. Hey. Let's go. Hit 101.3.
Happy Valentine's Day, mate.
Oh. Is that directed at me?
No, it's not. It's directed at the lovers out there.
God, gross.
Oh, the lovers.
Yeah, happy Val Day. I'd forgotten, to be completely honest with you.
What do you mean?
I'd forgotten.
Long to see Pete's here.
Except
he got in
that's
last
why
night.
I was late to work. I didn't forget that my boyfriend was here.
You're late every day of the week.
Well.
So.
But I was late for a reason today.
What's your excuses on the other days?
I'll get back to you.
All right. We'll wait for that. So how is Pete? He's here. He's visiting. You guys are off to Queen this weekend. How exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
So great. So exciting.
On the show this morning, I've got a mate who was hit on by Adam Lambert.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
With Queen here this weekend, and they're doing Firefight as well, so he's going to join us on the show.
So Adam Lambert hit on him just recently?
Nah.
Ages ago.
At another radio station, but he'll talk us through how Adam Lambert hit on him and then followed it up on the show today.
Awkward.
I know. So that's sort of coming.
So
are you pumped for the show? It's going to be good.
I'm pumped because we've got the mayor on.
Oh, I meant the Queen show on Saturday night. You pumped for that? You and Pete?
Nice our show. Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
Not like thinking about it just yet.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm only just Devo because I told you about the restricted seating.
Oh, that's all right. It'd be fine. Yeah. That'd be fine. It's going to be like Elton. It's going to be one of those kind of, you see them before they cark it kind of vibes.
Yeah.
So you're just in time.
I just wish it was Freddie Mercury.
Oh, no. They need to do like a hologram thing or something like they did with Tupac that time. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's on this weekend. We have Beat Ash to win the cash for you this morning, 13, 12, 16. It's $200 for a Friday.
Mm.
And not that we're looking too far ahead, but we do have a massive announcement at 8. I will say that.
Yeah.
I will say that. Mm. It's going to be huge. And the mayor's going to join us just after 6:30 to talk about that video where she's drudging through the water. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Gorney and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash. I am unbeatable to win the cash.
I hope that these are Valentine's Day themed questions.
No, just regular questions. One is Valentine's Day themed, yes, but not all five.
Oh.
Let's go to Kimbo at Forrester's Beach. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Gorn. Hey, Ash.
Come here.
Hello.
You got a partner? You single? What's your vibe?
No, I'm shackled up.
Shackled up. You guys doing anything?
Shackles off her feet so she can dance.
Yeah.
Kimmy just wants to save us.
Oh.
Wasn't that beautiful? Little Valentine's Day treat for you. You got a date or something on today?
Going up north for camping.
Ah, camping.
Oh, no. Pollard. This weather. God.
I'm not a massive camper, but I don't think Pollard could think of anything worse than camping, to be honest. Anything worse.
Pollard.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
One time when I camped, there were no toilets and we were told to take a trowel with us, so we had to dig our own toilet and do a number two in a hole, Kim.
Luxury.
Right.
That is luxury, that is. All right, $200 is yours if you can beat Ash, you win the cash this morning. Names are buzzers, best of five. Get a question wrong, the other person gets that point. Question one, St. Valentine was from what ancient civilization? There's your Valentine's Day question. St. Valentine.
Oh, God.
Nope.
To kick things off this morning.
Ash?
From what ancient civilization? Pollard is having a crack. Greek is incorrect. It's the Romans.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you get the point there, Kimbo. All good. Pollard had a crack
Thanks,
at it.
Ash.
You get the point. Question two. Tomatoes originated from which continent? Food. Pollard's in.
Oh, my God.
Tomatoes.
Italy?
South America, Pollard.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, tomatoes. All right, 2 points for Kimberly so far without answering a single question. Question two, which country gave us the...
Wait.
Oh, she's having a look at it. The
Go
answer.
Back to St. Valentine and ask me that question.
St. Valentine was from what ancient civilization?
I did then because I was sus on it. Huh?
Yeah, from what ancient civilization, St. Valentine?
It says St. Valentine was born in Italy in 20...
Here comes producer Matt. Yeah. Yeah.
Go on.
It's part of the Roman Empire it was. When did you say he was born?
Oh, did I say Greece?
Yes.
You said Greece, yeah.
Okay.
You also said Italy was a continent.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
When geography's not your strong point, don't argue it. I'd say.
You shouldn't have Google up during B-.
Hey!
Yeah.
Shut up.
Cross Google off.
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
Cross Google.
Okay,
off.
Go on.
I will say she does not. I watch her and she's not Googling any live questions. It's post questions, but get rid of it, please. Question number three. Here we go. If you get this, Kimbo, you win the cash. Which country gave us the words shampoo and pajamas? He's loving the country questions this morning, or where they originate from.
Oh, my God. These are hard.
Yeah. Who gave us the words shampoo and pajamas?
I don't care. So I'm buzzing out.
You don't get another one wrong, Pollard. That'd be three wrong.
Yeah.
Neither one of you guys know.
Yeah.
The answer is India.
Oh, God.
All right.
It's weird.
Next question. In which century was the first camera created?
What is this? What is this?
Which century?
Kimbo.
Have a think.
Kim. Did I lose if I get...
No. You only win here, otherwise you hand a point to Pollard.
Oh, shit.
What century? Camera.
1800?
You go in the 1800s? That is...
Yeah.
Which century?
1800s, she said.
Okay. We've got here the 19th century, 1817. No. So that is incorrect.
Wait, 1817?
What?
I might give it to her. It's the... So the 19th century is the 1800s.
Is
so
it?
She said 1800s, but that's the 19th century.
Is that what you meant, though? Or did you mean...
No, you can...
Oh, you can do that?
It's always one ahead.
Okay.
I'll take that.
All right, well, I...
Of course reverse, you'll take it.
I reverse that and do that, and she's beat Ash for the cash this morning. All right.
Just got lucky. You win the cash.
You win the cash. You beat Ash. You get $200.
I am protesting because I reckon the questions are dumb.
Love you, Ash.
Thanks, Kim.
After you got the first two wrong, it was hard to get back from there, to be honest.
But it's like as if anybody in their right mind would know where the words shampoo and pyjamas come from.
This is trivia, mate. Yeah, we can't ask every question you know the answer to. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a fun trivia game. Would it?
Whatever.
Exactly. Hey,
good
Kimbo.
On you, Kimothy.
Yep. Happy Valentine's Day, mate. $200 is yours to kickstart your weekend. Have a good one.
Are you up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
All right, so we had Sean Divney, Budgie Boy local from Shortstack on the show last week. This one, of course. Boom. Oh, man. And he was on the show with us to make an announcement that the guys were getting back together after a long break. Shortstack. Now, you are here for a Shortstack announcement, mate.
I am. Getting the band back together.
Yes.
Serious.
Okay.
Yeah, so this morning it got announced.
So it got announced with us first, and then the tickets have gone on sale. Sold out, completely gone, Pollard.
Really?
That's it. They had to put on second shows. Pre-sale sold out in a couple of minutes, and then he took to Instagram yesterday to say that all the shows sold out in 3.5 hours.
Well, no, a pre-sale is the pre to the sale.
Yeah, that sold out in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and so then the tickets
then
actually
the regular
went on
sale.
Yeah, and then they all sold out.
Yeah.
In 3.5 hours.
More.
They've put on more shows. We need to get one here on the coast. We need to get one. I mean, they're from here, Budgie Boy. We need to get them doing a show here. So we might look at working on that. But he did say with us that he didn't think the interest would be all that high, but it was.
Kind of wondering if I'm...
Ah, damn it. I'm on fire this morning, aren't I? this is where he was telling us about how it's more popular than he thought it was going to be.
We sort of planned on doing like something small, like a small little tour. And then it sort of just snowballed and snowballed. And, yeah, it's shaped out to be one of the biggest tours we've ever done, which is
so what are we
exciting.
Talking? Pub vibes or, like,
that's what we wanted
proper.
To do, but now it's, like, theatres and big, big proper shows.
Cool.
Yeah. So they're going big. And
bravo.
That voice you heard was the mayor, who we're going to have on the show after 6:30.
Yeah, right. Yep. What a comeback.
Yes.
Hey, did you know today is Valentine's Day and budget supermarket Aldi has announced a $19.99 deal, $19.99, on Valentine's Day roses, but there is a catch. And the catch is they don't come from Australia. They come from Kenya.
Does this matter
to people?
And people
are furious.
Yeah.
People are furious because they're like, why should we buy roses from another country? Let's support our own country. And if there is a shortage of roses in Australia, then why not buy a plant from a nursery, like the big flower nursery in Arimba.
Love that, yeah.
Or, you know, some native Australian flowers.
I do agree, but on Valentine's Day, these things get jacked up so high it's ridiculous.
Well,
to the point where you're paying a couple of $100 for a small bunch of roses just because today's Valentine's Day. So if Audi's going to throw them out there for under $20, I'm telling you again, they're going to sell out. People are going to put their
pocket
first. Yeah,
some people don't care about that sort of thing.
No, but they're going to put their money first before...
Yeah, but if you think about it, we need to support our own.
Yeah, but do you think that they make a ridiculous price?
Yeah, I'm not denying it.
Yeah, that's all.
But just if you think they're too expensive, don't buy it. Find something else to buy.
Do like we do with Easter. Wait till the day after and get them real cheap again, like the Easter eggs.
Or you pre-buy your Easter eggs months in advance.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. That is trending now.
Are you ready? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
The last few days we've been talking about this video that the Mayor Lisa Matthews posted, where she's walking through the floodwaters on the way to a meeting on Wednesday night, a council meeting to talk about the waters. Mm. If you've missed it, it was uploaded to Facebook and then it was taken down by Lisa. But here's a little piece.
Kind of wondering if I'm going to end up at the meeting, because a lot of people may or may not know. Probably really don't really, but am I going to turn up to the meeting? Well, yes, I am.
Lisa Matthews is with us this morning. Morning, Lisa.
Morning, Lisa. Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
Oh,
not too bad.
We're all right. Mm. How are you?
Me? Look, apart from still a very croaky voice, I'm okay.
Now, I need to ask the humongous question. Why did you post that video?
Why did I post the video? Simple, really. For me, I just needed people to understand I was copying a little bit of criticism in relation to, you know, where was I? Where was I? And I just needed people to understand that I was actually also in floods. I was literally trapped, and it wasn't easy to get out of where I was. But I wanted people to know that we had postponed the meeting to Wednesday, and that I would be making every effort to get out. And that's what I did.
I tell you what I loved, and I said this on air yesterday, because we want our politicians and people in positions like yours to be more human, and that was almost the most human thing you could possibly do. You pulled out your phone, you spoke directly to the people, you're doing it tough like everyone else out there. So, I mean, I personally was right behind you on it, but then I saw that the video was taken down, and then I started to wonder why. Were you advised to do that? Did you sort of think about it later and think this thing needs to come down? What was the go there?
No, the go was that the comments started to become very personal and quite vicious, the attacks, and I didn't believe it was in the interest of my family to have to look at it. It was distressing my elderly parents, my sister, my daughter, my son. My son's got a disability, and the comments were vile. And I decided that in the interest of my whole family that I would take that video down.
Lisa, I did read the comments when you posted the video. So I watched the video and then I scrolled through the comments. And I must say they were gross. They were terrible, a lot of them. But in saying that, surely you know that that is going to incite comments like that. You know, a video like that in somebody of your position, that welcomes people that are going to tear you down. They're going to find flaws in whatever it is that you're doing. And, you know, you leave yourself open, unfortunately, for things like that. So it's a risk you take. And us as announcers as well, we get stuff like that all the time. So we have to be very calculated about what we do in our position too, which is why often we don't post things that are opinion pieces, whether it's personal mostly as well.
Mm. Oh, look, definitely. Look, when you're literally in your home and all you can see is water around you, you know, your energy and the way you feel is heightened, and you do things that necessarily, when in hindsight, you think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have. But, the video would have stayed if the comments stayed about the issues, not necessarily about the person and, you know, calling me a liar and saying that I staged that particular walkthrough, that I didn't live there, and other comments that I don't want to repeat.
Lisa, can I ask, is being the mayor of the Central Coast all you thought it was going to be?
Look, I absolutely love being the mayor of the Central Coast. It's a great opportunity to get out there and work for the people. It's a tough gig. It's not I don't go home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go, oh, well, now I'm not the mayor anymore. I've been the mayor 24 hours, 7 days a week since 23rd September. I've been on deck every day since that day. So is it what I expected? Yeah, it's what I expected. It's tough. It's hard. It's a roller coaster. But I believe that I've done a lot in my very short time. Other people may not see that, but we are getting out there and we're getting things done. It's just at the moment, everybody understandably is distressed. I understand that and I feel that. I'm with them on that. But we're going to get through it, and we get through things like this as a community, and we will pull together and we will get through. You know, our communities just suffered from fires as well. You know, it's like natural disaster after natural disaster. It's tough, and I feel it, and I'm feeling it for people that are still today trapped in their homes. I'm feeling it for people who haven't got electricity. I'm very lucky I had electricity. You know, so, there's people that do it worse than me.
So, Lisa, where to from here? What help can our coasties expect, and how can they receive it for these floods that are currently affecting a lot of the coast?
Yeah, sure. Look, we're really grateful that we've now been declared a natural disaster, so that then it gives people more assistance. And there is a hotline, which is, I think you know, the 1-800-018-444. However, I'm being told that at this stage, it may be in some problems. So I myself will be ringing that number today and then finding out what I can find out. And then I'll be getting some information through council's media sources to let people know what is there, because first-hand experience. But the other thing is, there certainly is some open evacuation centres that if people can get to them for hot showers, people, there's opportunities to charge phones, all of that kind of stuff. You can claim for food already. So if you've lost freezer food, you can get that. Doesn't matter if your insurance is, you've got cover or not, that is available. Also, council is organising extra pickups for people with rubbish that for recovery if they need to get rid of rubbish and rack and seaweed. So we're kind of getting some of the cleanup and the recovery. So, underway.
In a nutshell, who is responsible for managing the issues like this?
So, not council. Council's not the lead agency. The SES have been the lead agency in this. So council's...
So then if we've got sewers overflowing, which a bloke called up yesterday about sewers overflowing into his property and into his yard, and, you know, he's not going to fork out $15,000, who does he need to contact? He apparently, like, he's having a lot of trouble
getting through
help.
To anyone, yeah.
Okay. There goes the voice again. Listen, in relation to sewer, I would absolutely say that's a council problem. So, I mean, off air, you know, guys, I'm happy to give me his contact details and we can actually make a call to him and see what we can do. I'm happy to do that. I have no problems with that at all.
All right, we'll tee that up off the air then.
I just need to ask one more question. Yep. How could it have been prevented, this flooding?
I don't believe that the flooding itself can be prevented. It's a natural disaster. It's the rain. You know, there's questions around the channel and opening the channel, closing the channel. We know as a council we should have been dredging, and the dredging was stopped by the EPA back in November. We should have done it. However, king tides, the amount of rain we've had, the drought we've just come out of, if we're out of it, have all created complications for the flooding. It's not just one thing.
There perhaps more drainage? Because why are the waters not subsiding?
Water's not subsiding because the water isn't, you know, good question. I'm not going to, in relation to drains, there's drains. Are they clogged? Good question. They are now because there's seaweed and debris in them. So council's out there now trying to get rid of a lot of that debris out of drains.
And look,
It's a whole system thing, and we're looking at it and we're trying to work through it as we go. We're learning from what we've experienced.
Hindsight, it's a beautiful thing too. So I guess all we can really do now is look forward and how we can prevent it in the future and get through this one at the moment. But Lisa Matthews, we appreciate you jumping on air with us this morning. So thank you for that.
Thanks, and, Lisa.
Hopefully, thanks, take guys. Care of yourself as well, all right? Take care of yourself, Lisa, yeah?
Thanks, guys. Thank all right. you.
Thanks for joining us on the air. Lisa Matthews, the mayor. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
So Firefight is on Sunday. It's screened on Channel 7. I'm most excited about seeing Adam Lambert with Queen. And I know you're going on Saturday night.
Well, I'm going to the actual yes. Queen concert on Saturday night.
Which I'll be jealous. I would love to see that show.
Well, to be honest, I haven't thought anything about it until now. And then you were playing some bits in the break and I'm like, oh, I'm ready for this.
Have you heard Adam Lambert sing with Queen yet? He's pretty good.
Briefly.
He's pretty good. Take a listen to this. And we leave, Lord, somebody, somebody, or somebody, somebody. Good.
It's going to be sick.
From Adam Lambert, he's a great addition to Queen and doing the whole Freddie Mercury thing. I wanted to get you excited for the show, and I've been thinking about the show. Mm. And then I remembered one of my great mates, Josiah, when we worked at a radio station together in Sydney, Adam Lambert came in and Adam Lambert had a full-blown crack at my mate Josiah. Flirted with him for ages, followed it up on Twitter, the whole deal. And I wanted, I'm always fascinated with when these people come to town, how they go about this stuff. So I wanted to get Josiah on the air with us. He joins us now. Good morning, buddy.
Gaundy, yes. Thanks for having me,
here
guys.
Here he is. Are you excited about the return of Adam Lambert to our shores?
Not nervous slash excited, to be honest, Gaundy.
Nervous.
Is this true, Josiah? Like, 100%. Did he really yep. try to hook in?
100%. So yep. he came in and they did their little interview with him, and then he asked who the boy was at the time, because I was only 20 years old. This was like 10 years ago, maybe. And he asked me to come to the boardroom with him. And so I went into our work boardroom. Gaundy, you were there, I'm pretty sure. And they shut the door, and I was sitting there one-on-one with Adam Lambert. He's like asking me questions, being pretty reasonable. Anyway, I kind of left it at that. I was like, that was a bit random and weird. And then he followed me on Twitter later that day. Oh. And so I was like, oh, I'll give him a sympathy follow back. Like, it's Adam Lambert. Like, he's just one idol. He's got What Do You Want From Me, whatever that song is. Remember that one? And then he messaged me saying, hey, what are you doing tomorrow morning? Want to go for breakfast?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Well, you're not ugly, Josiah, so you got that going for you.
He's definitely a good-looking guy.
Your words.
He's definitely a good-looking guy.
Hold on a tick.
And I do remember, just quickly, I'll throw this in there, because you messaged me, Josiah, saying, should I go? And I said, yeah, you should.
You're an idiot. You didn't go, did you?
Well, I not only that, but I also said to him, it's not really, he might not have wanted me. You want a brekkie, like, it seems pretty innocent,
mate.
But I didn't want to lead Adam Lambert on.
Are you a moron?
You I just don't know what else to do.
Like, where does your radio brain even come into this? That's content.
So what are you saying he should have gone to breakfast with Adam
Absolutely.
Lambert? Led him on, let him down that road.
Absolutely. Oh, you go no. gay for at least a day if you need to. Yeah,
but what if you go for, you know, a bacon and eggs, and then he wants to take it further than that?
Well, like, you just do it. Mate, you gotta take one for the team sometimes.
You let us down there, man. You didn't take one for the team.
Because how boring is this story now? I mean, think of the story you could have told us had you have gone for bacon and eggs and then something else.
I mean, it's a missed opportunity, but it's still good, Jay.
I mean, I thought about it, put it that way.
So he thought about what it would be like.
He would have frothed it.
And then later, Adam Lambert writes a song called If I Had You, which was about Josiah.
It was, yep, true story.
No, it was.
As if, how do you even know that?
If I had you, it would be the only thing I ever need. This all track right here, all about Jay.
100%. He messaged me on Twitter and said it's about me.
In that moment, don't you wish like it was possible to just turn gay by clicking your fingers?
I wish it was that easy.
You don't have to click your fingers to turn gay. You just do it.
Well,
he could. I mean, if you wanted to. I mean, he could have, but he didn't.
It's like saying to a gay person, turn straight.
No, not to, for one, a one-off encounter is what I'm saying. Not for good, you know what I mean? So he's here.
Damn it, what a missed opportunity.
Yeah, he's here, he's in Australia. Do you ever ponder that time, Jay, where what could have been?
Well, I'm single at the moment, so you know what? If he wants breakfast, I'll probably take him up on it.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
We're getting contact with the record label and off we go.
I've seen a picture. I've just Googled you and him.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Are they together? It's meant to be.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Wake up! Hey, wake up!
Just gone 7:38 for a Friday morning. If there's one thing we know about today, Pollard, it is Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah. You're going to be hearing that all day.
Thanks for stating the obvious.
I know.
You know what Pete said to me last night?
Captain Obvious.
Mr. Pete Longdissey boy.
What'd he say?
God, you guys have been talking about Valentine's Day all week this week.
Is he
off
it?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, so?
Yeah.
It's a day of love, mate. What are you going to do about it?
A lot of people say it's a hallmark day, made up day.
It is. It is a hallmark. It's an American blooming scenario.
And love should
like
be an everyday thing. It's funny you mentioned Pete. He's going to join us on the show next.
Is he?
Yep.
What?
Long-distance boyfriend Pete's going to be on the air with us.
You didn't tell me that.
He's going to be on the air on the Gawndy and Ash show. It's rare we get to hear from Pete, but we are going to hear from him on Valentine's Day on the air live with us next. I got you to answer some questions for me.
Yeah.
Just about yourself and you and Pete and your relationship together.
What, you're going to read the answers to him, are
I've
you?
Got him to answer the same question.
Oh, my
and
God!
We're going to go head to head here and see how well you guys know each other. How compatible you are. Perfect partner's style.
So is he going to answer
the same questions?
But for himself, or he's going to say, I think Ash would have said this.
No, the way you've answered it, he's answered it as well for himself. And I'm going to ask you guys.
Oh.
More will be explained next on the show. Are you
up? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
/ excited at the moment. It is Valentine's Day. And it's rare that we hear from long distance boyfriend Pete, but I thought on the day of love, we need to get these two on air together. And
what did you bribe him with?
Nothing. Just said, hey, man, would you be keen to come on the show? He said, love to.
Cool.
So Pete joins us now. Morning, long distance boyfriend Pete.
Hi.
Morning, Ash. How are you both?
Oh, well, thanks.
I will say.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'll say, I'm just happy to know that you're here on the coast. Like, to know that you're near me is all I need.
Yeah, on the coast. Been to Tommy's this morning and went for a run.
He's even plugging the local cafes, which is good. Tommy can send us some breakfast now. Thanks.
He ran to Woi Woi from Point Frederick.
Hey, man, that's a massive run. Huge run.
See?
Yeah, no, I'm a bit out of breath, but yeah.
Well done.
He's not biased. He likes to go to the Ninch.
Yeah. What'd you think of the Ninch while you were there? You love it over there.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep. Not bad. Beautiful run, actually, along the water.
How was the crime in New Mine? Did you get along?
Didn't see any crime this morning. They're not up yet.
No. The crime's more of a night thing. And you only got as far as Woi Woi. Guys, I've set up a little bit of a game here this morning, a bit of perfect partner style. And I've asked you both the same five questions just to compare to see how compatible you two are on the day of love. So I'm going to run through some of these questions and get your answers on these.
Are you nervous?
Am I? Yeah.
You should be, mate, because she'll probably roast you if you get any wrong, to
well,
be honest.
One question I'm nervous about is the hall pass. I don't want to hear what his is.
Oh, you don't?
I don't want to know it.
Well, the way this is going to work, just so you both know, the answer will only be revealed if you get it right. If you get it wrong, we'll come back and look at that at the end, okay? So question number one that I ask both of you is best physical feature about yourselves. Now, I'll let you go first on this one, Pete. What do you think Ash put down as the best physical feature of herself?
Probably her curly hair.
Well done, Pete. First points to Pete.
Aww.
Is that because that's what you've written
that's
down
That's what
here?
I wrote.
Yeah, curly hair. The hair is on there. Ash, what would you say that Pete has put down as his best physical feature? Hard to say.
His teeth.
His teeth.
Oh.
Oh. What?
Is incorrect. It's not his teeth. All right.
What's going on?
That's all right. We'll come back to it. We're only going to reveal when we come back once the.
What? You ever talk about, your bloody teeth.
It's not what he's got here, but we will come back. We'll come back to the ones that you get wrong. Otherwise, it will take too long to get through the questions. Question number two, celeb hall pass. Who wants to go first here? Do you want Pete to go first? Do you want to go first, Pollard?
Whatever. He can go first.
You go first. Let you answer this one. Hall pass. Who's Pete put down?
Emily Ravafaus.
Emily Ratajkowski. No. Not what he put down for Celeb Hall Pass.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson?
Second guess. Also incorrect. Not what he has down as a Celeb Hall Pass.
No one. No one. He doesn't want anyone.
No one is also not right. Oh. No one is not on there. So let's go to Pete on this one. Who has Ash put down as the Celebrity Hall Pass here?
This one's a tough one. I'm tossing up between two, okay. And it's either no one or Tom Hardy.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'd probably say no one.
Pollard, we debated this in the studio. I said to Ash, I said, you need to put down something here, and she refused.
Babe, I said no one, and then I said Tom Hardy.
Oh, I'm giving that to Pete. Another one to Pete.
That's... We were talking about it just recently.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Geez, you've nailed that, Pete. All right. Two to Pete, none.
I'm so embarrassed.
Two to Pete, none to Ash at this stage. Question three, the annoying thing about my partner. So the annoying thing that the person...
I know this one.
Okay, you go for it, Pete. Jump straight in there, man.
Yep. My loud chewing, for sure.
That is correct. He's three from three. That's what... Yes.
That one was an easy one.
This is so good.
Ash, what are you going to say about Pete, the annoying thing about your partner?
What does he think about me?
Yeah, what does he think?
My impatience.
Impatience is not...
What the hell?
What we have
you
here.
You don't... You're making things up.
No, I'm saying I've got the answers right here in front of me. That's three to Pete, none to Ash.
My correcting.
We'll come back. I will give the score again. Three to Pete, none to Ash at this stage. Question four. Who would you turn gay for? Ash, go for it. Who would Pete turn gay for? I've got his answer here. Who would he turn gay for? And it's not me. Classic.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
You don't know? Give us an answer. Come on. Throw one. One dude.
Brad Pitt.
Bad Pitt is not what he has here, no. That's zero from four for Ash. And Pete, yourself?
This one here, it was a double as well. Either Moana Hope, the AFL footballer.
Okay, yes. Interesting, yes.
Or no one.
Also correct.
Yeah, she's got here no one. I love
But I am blokes. Obsessed with... Moana Hope.
All right, last question, guys. Four to Pete, none to Ash. Is first kiss, where did it happen between the two of you? Pete. I will let
Pete answer.
Pete go first, okay?
Long Plain.
Long Plain. Interesting.
Long Plain. Is that what it's called?
Long Plain in... I've got here... Pete's answer was Long Plain in Fitzroy is what he answered as first kiss. Ash... Your memory?
That's exactly right. That's across the road from the pizza joint, isn't it?
Is that what you've written here? Okay, yeah. Across from the pizza joint. Yep.
Is that it, Pete?
Yeah, that's it.
We both got it right.
But Pete jumped in there first. So, all right, so that's all five to Pete, none to Pollard, except for agreeing with Pete on the final answer. Jeez, Pollard, I thought it would have been the other way around. What's going on here?
This doesn't mean anything.
What does it mean? It does mean something.
Can you tell me the answers?
You didn't know anything about your partner.
What's his hall pass?
You didn't know anything about Pete.
Who'd he turn gay for? Pete.
Let's go to the answers.
Best physical feature about himself, he said skin, not teeth.
Aw.
Celeb hall pass, he said Sienna Miller from Alfie, not Emily Ratajkowski. Turn gay for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
And annoying thing... about the partner was lack of patience. I deliberately said no, even though you were right on that one, Pollard. And I will quickly reveal right now, I also gave Pete all your answers prior to doing
this. Oh, that's shit! I hate you too.
Pete had every single answer going into this thing, so God, he looks good on Valentine's Day, doesn't he?
Not anymore.
Love you, Pete. Good work, man.
I thought you knew but that's a lie, isn't it?
Nah, he knew.
What's that?
He knew. I'll let you deal with that off air, Pete.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
Hit 101.3. Start 2020 by saving for that special something sooner with Greater Bank and with Gaundy and Ash Pollard's best job ever.
All right, Sophie, the cool mum, looking to get a job on the Gawndy and Ash show, and she joins us for a Friday. This week it's been about all the celebrity challenges we've had, Pollard.
Yeah.
Who have you got for us this morning, Sophie?
So, if you guys have watched The Block last year, it's Mel from Mel and Jesse. They were a bit of a controversial couple, a bit of drama, but loved watching them. Good old Mel, she's given me a video shout out.
Okay, I know, Pollard, you love The Block. You thought about going on this show. I think you...
Okay, that's a lie.
You know...
I thought about going on it, but I don't like it.
Pollard, you said that is the last reality TV show that you would love to go on is The Block, you and Pete.
That is just bulldust.
All right, let's take a listen to the celebrity message.
Hey, it's Mel from The Block 2019. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard on weekdays with the Central Coast Hits 101.3. Also, make sure you vote for Cool Mum, so she's the best person for the job.
There you go, Block contestant on the Gawndy and Ash show.
Hold on. Mm. I don't think she said my last name correctly.
Didn't she? Hang on a second.
Replay it.
All right, let's go back to the tape then and see what they had to say.
Hey, it's Mel from The Block 2019. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard on weekday.
She did.
Ash Pollard.
She just drew it out a little bit. Pollard. Anyway, there you go. There she is. Okay, now we've given you a special job today because we've got a prize to give away that's worth almost $1,800.
Whoop.
Mm-hmm. It's here at the John Ralph Camera House in Erina. And as you guys may have seen, the wonderful Hit Squad have been hiding around the coast this week playing Hit Squad karaoke, which has been hilarious and awesome to watch. So we now have the top karaoke finalists left to win the almost $1,800 prize, a brand new vlogging pack. Thanks to John Ralph, and may the best singer of the John Ralph jingle win. Also, a massive shout out and a round of applause to everyone who participated in the Hit Squad karaoke. You all did amazing and good job. Now it's up to Gawndy and Ash to pick the winner from the finalists. So who will be taking home the vlogging set, guys?
Okay, right. So we've got the finalists here to listen to.
All right,
this will be interesting.
Top three. Take a listen.
John Ralph's Camera House. We've got the camera. You add the memories. Capture the moments. Cherish it forever with the camera from John Ralph.
John Ralph's Camera House. We've got your camera. You add the memories. Capture the moment. Cherish it forever with a camera from John Ralph.
Oh.
John Ralph's Camera House. We've got the camera. You add the memories. Capture the moment. Cherish it forever with the camera from John Ralph.
You know, right, the most hysterical thing is you can tell how awkward.
Yeah.
Everybody feels doing that.
Who do we like? Who's the winner of those three? The name?
I would have to say the winner for me would be Liam Burrows.
Ah, congrats, Liam. The middle singer that you heard there, valued
the
at $1,797.65. That's the value of the prize. $1,797.65. They're specific on that, aren't they? Vlogging YouTube video kit. Look at all the stuff you get there. That is massive, that list of, if you want to take a look at that, that's going to get someone looking real professional on their vlogging kit.
Wow.
So he's going to love that. So you're at John Ralph's Camera House in Erina right now, Soph.
Yes, I am. And big congratulations, Liam. It's going to be awesome. And it's all thanks to John Ralph Camera House, obviously. And make sure you check out their extensive range. And maybe head on down, pick up something lovely for your other half to celebrate Valentine's Day. Let's be cheesy. Print out a pic, get a frame, whatever you like. This is Soph here at John Ralph Camera House at Erina with the Central Coast Hit 101.3.
Thanks,
Soph. Do you know the jingle?
John Ralph's Camera House. We have the camera, you have the memories. Catch us down in Erina, and then John Ralph.
John Ralph's Camera House.
Sophie, back in the studio with us after 8:30 this morning.
You'd be good at getting that vlogging pack?
I'd love that vlogging pack. Please, John Ralph's Camera House. If you've got two, I'll take it.
Oh, what a good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
All right, we've been saying all week, 8 o'clock, we're going to have a massive announcement on the show. It's now 8:10, so let's do it, hey? This is off the back of Live for Free, our next big thing on the Gawndy and Ash show. You excited, Pollard?
I'm very excited because this will change somebody's life, but this is all about love, happiness, and future fabulousness.
We wanted to announce it on Valentine's Day for that reason. So here it is.
In 2020, we've already made one person's dream come true.
Our winner of Live for Free,
Taylor Williams!
Thanks, everyone. We're like ready to buy a house with my dad, so it's so special that we can help him help us.
All rise.
Now, we go one better. In 2020, Gaundy and Ash Pollard make one couple's dream come true. Hit 101.3 have teamed up with Paradise Botanical Gardens Kalnura and the Party Hire Company, your wedding specialists on the Central Coast, to give you the biggest day of your life. Announcing Gaundy and Ash Pollard's biggest bouquet toss.
Oh my God. The biggest bouquet toss.
You say bouquet, I say bouquet. Some say bouquet. I mean, that's just up to them how they want to roll with it. But we have a wedding to give away.
Oh my God, I can't even labeeve it.
Look at all this stuff that we're covering. It? The whole thing's covered, can't labeeve. There's many things I'll believe. This is not one of them, Pollard, but we have a wedding and you can register hit.com.au for your chance to become a finalist in our big bouquet toss, March 13, Central Coast Stadium. This is going to go down.
Ugh.
So if you're single, hurry up and find a partner.
But if you've got a partner,
yes,
you can't afford a wedding, then this is for you. You'll get everything you need to throw a dream wedding.
Can anyone afford a wedding these days?
I don't know.
That expensive?
Quite frankly, No, I the thought of spending the money makes me frightened, so I'd probably just go down to the...
Elope?
No, I'd go down to the town hall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just go down Gossie Waterfront.
But this, with this...
Yes. All right, we've got a lot of people to thank, and we'll do that over the next few weeks, but Paradise Botanical Gardens, of course, and the Party Hire Company is where we want to start with that this morning. There's a whole list of people that are going to come on board and plan this wedding for you. Hit.com.au, register over the weekend, and we'll start to meet some of these finalists. Mm. It's going to be an exciting time.
Oh, my God.
We're kicking this thing off.
It?
No one else is giving away a wedding, but us.
Are you up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Start 2020 by saving for that special something sooner with Greater Bank and with Gaundy and Ash Pollard's best job ever.
Work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
Here they are. They're in the studio this morning, Xander, Sophie, Robbie and Helena. One of you is going to be our potential hit squatter by next week.
This time next week, we find out who gets a job on the Gaundy and Ash show, which is great. We're going to go down the line and just see how you guys feel like you went this week. So, Lena, let's start with you, I guess. The mic's in your face right now.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you went?
Felt pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had some exams to do this week, so it was a bit difficult. But
well, we're not here for excuses, sweetie.
Okay, no excuses. I did well. I'm proud of myself.
What did you do well?
I sent out about 15 emails. I called about 6 agents. I had 2 backups. One of the guys cancelled the night before, so I replaced him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
so your outsourcing feel was good.
Yeah.
For anyone that's just tuned in, it was a celebrity challenge this week and who they could get on air with us. So we did that. Let's go to Robbie. Let's see how Robbie the Tree Guy thinks he went this week.
Yeah, I thought it did not bad. Pulled a big talent, I'd say, in Husey. Helped a lot.
Yeah.
Had some good words from Angus O'Loughlin as well, which I thought went well. But a lot of people didn't respond to me, which is expected, I guess. But it was a good challenge. I actually thoroughly enjoyed the challenge of it. So whoever thought of that, kudos to you. Well done. Well done.
I never know who did.
Probably me.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's Pollard all the way. You went for the radio background, yeah?
Yeah, Husey, I thought I would hit up, keep it within the network.
Yeah,
you know?
They both work with us. All right, let's go. Sophie.
Hello. I did contact Ellen. I'm just going to put that out there, but I didn't get a response, so a bit disappointed.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, it was a difficult challenge. I enjoyed it, but it was difficult.
What did you
say
think
that.
You did well?
Honestly, I think being on air is my skill set there, probably not trying to find a celeb. I did email 1,000 of them, But, you know, it's just a luck game, I guess, whoever wants to respond. But I think being on air was my favourite.
Well, it is. That's a massive part of it, isn't it, Pollard? The interaction with us and the actual cross itself.
I mean, that is the major, that's the deal breaker.
That's the major
part. If you're no good at chatting to us, then you're going to get the ass.
Xander, the intruder, how do you feel like you went, mate? You had four celebrities.
I feel like I did good this week. Yeah, I'm pretty proud. I almost had seven. Didn't pull through.
No,
I was pretty happy.
We just don't have time for seven. We barely had time for four.
Is there something in particular that you thought you did well?
I didn't have much time again this week. So I think getting four in 3 days, I think that was a hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Your take, Pollard. What's your vibe? What's your take?
Okay, well,
what's
down some notes. Yes. Would you guys like to hear them?
Yes, please.
Okay, Robbie. I thought you understood the brief very well. However, you need to work on your delivery. So, like we said, that's very important when you talk to us. I think you really need to work on that. But you nailed the task, so well done.
Thank you.
Xander, I think positively you are vibrant and creative, and that's a plus. But I feel you need to work on your spontaneity. So off the cuff sorts of things. You know, when we throw to you and we ask you a random question that's not written down in your paper, you need to work on that stuff. Helena, creative. I love your aesthetic nature. I think that's fabulous. But you sound dead sometimes on air. So you need to liven up.
Okay.
Firecracker.
Yep.
But.
All right.
Soph.
Cool, Mum.
This week, I feel like you missed the brief completely.
Yeah, props.
I don't think that lady is a celebrity at all. Okay. But what I do think...
Sorry, Mel, if you're listening. You suck.
I think that you are a very good talker. You speak well, and that's a big plus for me because I'm all about diction, great conversation, and knowing properly. And you do it. So awesome. Good.
What did I say at the start of this, guys? Ash is a hard task master. Didn't I say that? I said master. I did. I really did.
But yes.
And I get these notes off the back of every show as well. So we all deal with the feedback that Pollard gives. Now, here's the moment right here, guys. And it has been full of twists and turns, this thing. We know that. And on Friday next week, we're going to find out who the winner is, which leaves us with 4 days next week. And as this has been full of twists and turns along the way, looking at the four of you and the feedback that Pollard's has given, you've all got your strengths and your weaknesses. So in our final twist this morning, we're here to announce that all four of you are making it through to the final week.
So with that in mind and all of the little bits and pieces that I've just given you to think about, you really need to step it up now.
So there will not be an elimination today. You've all done enough to get yourself through to the final week. And that just goes to show how even of a playing field this is. It all comes down to your final cross. This is it. Next week, we're going to dress this thing up for you. You're going to have the big hit signage. It all comes down to you and what you want to do with this cross. Whether you get people to come down and support you, whatever it is, it's all on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will decide. It will decide who gets the job.
Pardon?
It will decide who
gets
the job.
It will. It will. So keep in mind what we just said. Don't get offended by it. Use it. Use it to your advantage. But the week is upon us. It's coming up and one of you can be working with us.
Okay. So you all get a cross each. How are you feeling about it, Xander? You ready to roll for next week?
Absolutely. I'm ready to roll. I've already got an idea. So.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
All right. You all get one cross each next week. We'll cross to you twice, but the one big morning is yours. Do with it as you will. It makes or breaks who gets the job on the show. So,
also, what I will say quickly, if you need help, ask. Mm. Like, don't be afraid to ask. Ask the promotions team. Ask us if you need to. Don't be scared.
Okay. They sound scared. All right, see you next week, guys.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Before we get out of here, being Valentine's Day today, of course, we love love on the Gaundy and Ash show. It's our Valentine's Day love pack. Date night for two at Dull Boy Social Co. Newcastle. bouquet of flowers and a style cut and blow dry. Massive thanks to Flower Seekers and Luxurious Hair Bar, as well as Dull Boy Social Co.
I don't know why I ever expect anything, but I always do and I get let down.
Pete is here.
So? I didn't get any flowers sent to me, did I?
He's here. He might have something organised for you, you know?
Well, I need something during my show whilst I'm performing.
Great. No, you don't.
And then something after.
You need to perform first and then you get the goods later.
I saw the other station got some roses.
Don't worry about the other station. What did they get?
Exactly, you see.
All right.
They got a rose each.
Did they?
Yes, from a florist.
Yeah. God. I quit.
Same.
Valentine's Day love pack, that is yours. We are done. Get the podcast. Have a great Valentine's Day weekend. Enjoy Queen on Saturday
night.
Thank
you. Enjoy the fire fight
concert on Sunday. I will do.
That'll be fun.
And we have a wedding to give away. So register hit.com.au. And for anyone that jumped on to try and win that wedding this morning, we had so much interest, the website crashed. So I believe it's back up and running now.
Yeah, but just be patient. Plenty of time to register, guys.
Over the weekend.
Have a great weekend and get loved up.
We'll leave you with the week that was. Have a good one.
Bye.
The week that was with Gorney and Ash. It was a week of grand reveals on the Gorney and Ash show, with some really confronting moments coming from every nook and cranny. Like when Husey joined us to share a little trick he's trying out at home.
Do you end all your conversations with a tease or a hook or something that you've got coming up in day-to-day life, Husey?
You know what? I've been doing something up here. Just between you and me, there's 3 empty toilet rolls in my house with $50 in each toilet roll, and they've been sitting next to the toilet for a week and my children have not picked them up.
Oh.
And tomorrow morning I'm going to present the toilet rolls to my children and said, you just cost yourself $150.
Yeah.
You lazy asshole.
Yes. Live from his toilet this morning.
From one bathroom secret to another, Gorney, in a bizarre mix between Bondi Rescue and Bear Grylls, decided to employ his own fluids to heal an injury.
Now, I know this is ridiculous, Pollard, but it happened, and I'm going to bring it up, and I'm just going to tell you what it is. And I was in the shower the other day and had a bit of a problem with wearing watches and getting a rash underneath my watch band. I've heard that if you wee on things, it makes it better. And I'm in the shower, and this thing's really been getting to me. And I thought, what if the remedy is ever just quickly wee on the rash on my watch hand? Are you saying you've never done it?
Oh my
god. Are you
going to
honestly sit here and say you've never done it?
No, I'm not. I've been in a real life situation where someone's asked if they could pee on me in the shower.
Yeah?
I politely declined and removed myself from said shower.
Out of the bathroom and into the bedroom, Ash also received the bizarre confession that had her all nervous. Not Gorney, though. He was weirdly into it.
I was out to lunch with a girlfriend the other day and she comes out with an absolute pearler at lunch, and it was such a pearler that I literally was in disbelief. She confessed to me that the man she had been married to previously were literally sharing partners with another couple that were their best friends.
Okay, here we go. They would, switch rooms and stuff? How does that...
Do you know what? I was so...
In disbelief?
I was so shocked by it, I didn't even get into those particulars.
Because that would be like me...
No, you, no.
That would be like
don't
me...
Don't even. Can you not?
You...
Why?
Pete and Jamie all going away together.
And this is where... This is what I...
Throwing the keys in. You know what that would mean. You
Gorney,
and I.
I'm trying to tell a story and I don't want you to...
Or me and Pete. Maybe Pete and I. He's a good-looking guy. We do have a connection, Pete and I. We really do.
So anyway...
Some people might find such a suggestion vomit-worthy, but not our next listener. She struggled more with vomit coming into her mouth than out of it.
I was recently at the Gosford Waterfront Carnival. I brought one of my friends with me from work, and he's not really too keen on the rides, but I managed to convince him to go onto one of these big rides. Anyway, we're on the ride, and I look over, and he's as white as a ghost, and he starts being sick over the side, and you'd see the vomit in mid-air, and then the ride would spin towards it, and we were both just getting absolutely covered.
No! Oh, my God, Jen, that is disgusting.
Oh, it was the worst. I was laughing and crying at the same time, trying not to open my mouth.
And that's the week that was with Gorney and Ash.
Lazy asshole.
Yes.
Catch up with the guys 24/7 on the Hit app. Hit 101.3. Oh,
what a good day. Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard.
Hit 101.3.